This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're joined by Brian Schuweiler, who leads global grain trading at CHS, to talk about linking U.S. growers to buyers around the world. Brian, thanks for joining us. After a few years of turbulent global markets, what advantages do U.S. grain exports still offer to international buyers?
Hi, Mike. I'd say the biggest things that we can offer to international buyers are consistency and reliability in their shipments. Many international customers buy hand to mouth because their cash flow needs are important to them. So by us hitting their shipment periods and loading them with consistent, good quality grain, that goes a long way in having them use us as preferred suppliers.
Well, let's look to the future. What do you see for U.S. grain exports?
I'm optimistic. Grain consumption, as we think about it, is driven by population growth and an ever-changing diet that includes more proteins. And so if you look at it from a demand perspective, demand is going up about 1% to 2% per year. And so I would expect that our grain exports will follow suit with that. And I think I'm very confident that our U.S. producers and our U.S. grain system can compete on a world-class scale with other countries such as South America and the Black Sea region.
Well, that sounds encouraging. What would you say are the biggest market growth areas for U.S. grain producers, and what are those buyers looking for?
I think if I look at it from a regional perspective, certainly Asia, in particular Southeast Asia, have countries that are developing and populations that are growing, and their diets are changing. And I think about specifically China, India, Indonesia, the Philippines. But another area that's growing as well is the Middle East. So countries like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, and Algeria. But when you think about the future, and with its ever-increasing population and growing food and feed industry, I like to think Africa is on the horizon for us as well. I think what they're looking for is basically a partner, someone that they can trust, someone that they can get risk management advice for, helping them understand when it's time to buy, looking for good quality, consistent information from their partners, and then looking for, in the future, more traceability abilities. People around the world, consumers in general, like to know where their food is coming from. And so the more that we can offer those types of things to our buyers, again, they'll look at us more as their preferred supplier.
We will have competitors for those markets. So what do you suggest U.S. growers could do to take advantage of the opportunities for these global buyers?
Yeah, I think the number one thing producers can do is connect with companies like CHS. Companies like ours have strong supply chains, already have those international marketing connections that can allow them and help them connect to the end users and really create a relationship and complete that end-to-end supply chain, as we like to call it, connection. The other thing they may want to take a look at doing is, growing conventional crops like your corn, soybeans, and wheat are really getting to be more competitive around the world. We have the ability to offer our buyers through the growing, our producers growing specialty crops, or different attributes in the crop conditions that they grow. And that's what our buyers like to see from our producers and growers.
That's Brian Schuweiler, who leads global grain trading at CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.